You're listening to DraftKings Network.
On April 26th, Boy Kills World. The must-see action movie event of the year hits theaters.
Yes! The Vanderkoys killed my family. Now, I'm gonna kill them one by one.
Critics are calling it Looney Tunes on acid.
You know how hard it is to get a cereal company to sponsor mass murder?
Weapons. Danger. Let's do this.
Bill Skarsgård in Boy Kills World. Only in theaters April 26th. Rated R.
Now's a good time to remember where the story of tequila started. In 1795, the first tequila distillery was opened by the Cuervo family. And 229 years later, Cuervo is still going strong. Family-owned from the start, same family, same land. Now's a good time to enjoy Cuervo, the tequila that invented tequila. Go to Cuervo.com to shop tequila or visit a store near you. Cuervo, now's a good time.
Trademarks owned by Becle, SAB, the CV. Copyright 2024, Proximo. Jersey City, New Jersey. Please drink responsibly.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm very excited, Stu Gatz, because our show can permeate some of the local sporting establishments in a way that is welcoming enough to allow Chris Cody to, well, it wasn't really welcoming. He broke into the Panthers energy team and was a part of it. And Mike Ryan is presently, I think, in negotiations with the Heat on something that I want to talk about. But I want to understand why Billy came into the studio and said something about, the word, it wasn't an oracle. It was you used a word while saying she's got a meeting that day, but we're going to get her on soon thereafter. Not an oracle, but a
tarot card reader.
Yes.
Yeah. There's
Halloween
a lot.
Week, yep.
There's a lot going on, Dan, for Stupidity this week, and lots of moving parts. So if you're looking for Stupidity, it's normal day. It will be coming out a little bit later this week because the plans, as presently constituted, are having a witch, a tarot card reader, and a ghost hunter on for Halloween week.
How about that?
Lots of things though could go wrong.
Well, why is that not on God Bless Football?
That's a football show. Dude.
Yes,
don't be
exactly.
Ridiculous.
Yes, we have BJ Upton on there this week.
Exactly, and Java's coming back.
Anything else that the audience needs to know on the differences between God Bless Football and Stupidity?
Yeah, one has a witch and one has Jabba Chamberlain coming back to make football picks.
Right.
The text I'm getting, hey, can you interview the witch today? Hey, can you interview the tarot card reader today? And hey, can you interview a ghost hunter tomorrow? Are all putting smiles on my face that, quite frankly, when I started out in sports radio, I did not expect. Thank you, Dan.
Billy, have you considered somebody from a local santero, like getting into the witch doctor stuff, Dan. Santeria?
Oh, jeez, I mean.
I can't get him to commit to the witch who Stugatz's friends with, who dated one of his friends.
He says that he smiles every time he gets those texts, but he doesn't respond to any of them.
No. It's always, I'll let you know tomorrow morning, buddy. I'll tell you tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
How's the experience been, Billy? Honestly, can we get an honest appraisal? You were a little scared of producing this podcast or anything with Stugatz because I don't even know because he just can be hard to wrangle.
Because
he knows me. That's why.
It's gone about as expected so far.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And how wearying do you find it? Like, is it an exasperation? Like, there's nothing you can say, hey, I have a kid now. My life needs to have some more order in it. It can't just always be lies. Can you please help me produce your show? No?
I mean, I could say it, but it doesn't do anything. It's just saying it. Like, today, for example, obviously, I've kind of laid out what the idea is. A bit ambitious for a Halloween episode. But it's all going on at the same time. So Stugatz and I were like talking over times, like this person, that person. He's like, wait, are we talking about the witch or the ghost hunter right now? And when is the tarot card reader? And okay. When is Gronk coming with possibly BJ up? Oh, that's another thing.
Right.
That's another thing.
Yeah.
Poor Stugatz last week. What do you mean, right? You don't even know where I'm going to go.
I know exactly where you're going.
Where am I going?
You're going to Gronk.
You called Chris Gronkowski Rob three times last week.
I did.
When you can just go Gronk like you have.
I know. Yeah. I know. I don't know what happened. There's a lot happening in that Zoom when you got Mojo in there and you got Gronk in there and then you got Jabba Chamberlain
and camera wasn't working.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Mojo, a Jabba, a Gronk.
Matthew Cherry.
Cherry was in a couple weeks ago.
This interview was being conducted on Tatooine.
Well, this is Stugatz. This is the Stugatz experience, though, right? It's just be a throw a bunch of garbage dump of celebrity over his left shoulder and you have to catch it.
Whoa.
Yeah, you haven't heard the Mojo interview.
What are you talking about?
That dude's got to figure it out.
Yeah, he's good. Man. Yeah. He'd be
lucky if you got him as a celebrity.
He's the anchor of TMZ Sports.
So. That's right.
With Renee.
With Renee.
I was not insulting. Hold on a second.
It felt like you were.
Didn't sound like a compliment.
Users game. Yeah.
Okay, tell us how when you called him the garbage of celebrity, you weren't insulting him. I'll listen.
I will explain that for you for a second. The Gronk brothers are not the celebrities you want on that podcast. Jabba Chamberlain are not the and the people that you are getting are people of a certain level of celebrity that fit within the Stugatz universe of stupidity that is jocular and fun. And it's on purpose, a whole bunch of different people that have name recognition and identifying points that make them uniquely a place that you find them on stupidity instead of God Bless Football, or that they're two different universes.
All these things sound very different than garbage.
Thank you, Mike. Yep. It's all leading to Rob Gronkowski, by the way, and Big G.
And Steve Aoki, possibly.
Yeah, and Steve Aoki.
They have a Bitcoin company together, I think. I didn't really understand.
But how do you feel about him throwing a bunch of things over his shoulder into your lap?
Well, you know, it's part of the job.
Billy has said, you know what? The Stugatz philosophy of you don't know until you ask is something, now it's something he would never do, but I think he has grown to at least appreciate it a little bit, where I'm just not afraid to ask for BJ Upton once someone mentions his name.
Because when you have an opportunity to ask for BJ Upton, you don't let that moment fly by.
They were throwing water balloons at celebrities at a Gronk party that Gronk calls the greatest party in the history of parties.
To Dan's point, this is the first time I've thought about BJ Upton in 10 years.
Might have to settle for Justin.
To Dan's point, the point is that it's a party of people in sports you've heard of, wherever it is that Stugatz is gathered.
People in sports I've heard of, brothers.
This was a Real House party.
Yeah.
And we're trying to recreate the best house party.
History. Yes. Yes.
How do you simultaneously get the least famous Gronkowski and Upton?
This is so rude.
Jabba.
I mean, I haven't heard a single Gronkowski on this show.
Yeah,
so.
Exactly.
Nor a Jabba.
Get a Gronk, Dan.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. I dare you.
Mm-hmm.
I want to hear more as well about 10-Day Tony and the negotiations with the Miami Heat. I want people to understand where this story is headed. Tony doesn't totally get the show in that he insists on everyone knowing how good he is, how much swag he has athletically playing basketball, and he wants
to. Dan, I'm going to stop you right there because that's part of you not getting the show, okay? And I'm not even going to look at you when I say this, okay?
Yeah.
Because the whole – I'm looking at Billy. Billy, you're on my team. Even though you're not, you've actually been a very big critic of mine. So I'm going to look back at Dan.
Privately, though.
Privately, you still are a critic.
You can look at me.
What?
Roy, okay. Dan, the reason why this is part of the enveloping of getting in the show is I understand that it's not part of the show, but I've made it part of the show. Therefore, it's part of the show.
Wow.
And again, if you want to address me or any of my negotiations, you talk to my agent, Mike Ryan.
Wow. All okay. Right. Jesus. All right. Well,
and
Mike,
please
Ryan,
look at me next time.
Mike Ryan is advocating.
please don't ask Tony any more questions. Yeah, I had a high level meeting at FTX Arena earlier this week where the Miami Heat were under the impression that the meeting was about something, and I made it about something else. The common shared goal of this show to get 10-Day Tony a 10-day contract.
What did they think the meeting was about?
It was about uniforms. We move on. It's about getting 10-Day Tony in a Miami Heat uniform and getting him an official tryout, because if you've paid attention to our social media handles at Levitard Show on Instagram and Twitter, you know dude's shot is wet. 10-Day Tony.
At least the edited ones. That all makes.
Right. Here, I have never seen
you
Tony.
You guys see Mrs. on SportsCenter?
I'll handle it. Okay. I'll handle it. You don't have to answer these guys' question. I've never seen a single miss. Never seen my client miss one shot. On the basis of that, I think he deserves. That makes you,
and what did the greatest shooter
ever.
Well, they say.
We're working on it. We're getting closer.
Worst case scenario, me and him play pig during halftime.
And he's not the only client that I'm trying to get to infiltrate the Miami Heat organization, Culture City, over there. Parakeet Cortez might also have...
Oh, good Lord.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I thought you loved this team.
I vote against that.
Yep. I am very close. Very close.
What's he going
to
be doing?
Something very exciting when it comes to 10 Day Tony.
Wow.
And the Miami Heat. A collaboration that's going to make our show better and ultimately the Miami Heat champions.
Yes. Ooh.
Holy shit. So these negotiations are going someplace.
I have legitimate faith in his basketball skills. I mean, while I would say the chances of getting an actual contract from the Miami Heat are probably somewhere in the 60% range, a little disappointing.
Wow. I'm letting you work, though. Yeah. I trust you.
60%. I've got relationships there. I'm pretty sure there's going to be somebody with a whistle in his mouth going, hot damn, they weren't lying.
Tony Gonzalez tried out for the Miami Heat, wasn't physical and big enough.
He wasn't 10-day Tony.
Exactly.
This 10-day Tony, he didn't have a 10-day contract, but Tony Gonzalez was never a member of
Tony
the Miami
Gonzalez
Heat.
Tony Gonzalez wasn't Tony Collada dude either. Yeah. Have you seen this guy? Do you even check out our social media handles? Do you even subscribe?
Miss. He doesn't miss.
He does not miss. 100% of the time he hits. Do you even subscribe to our YouTube page that is nearing 100,000 subscribers?
Please subscribe.
You just keep saying, follow the YouTube. You do such a piss poor job of promoting it. YouTube.com. Levitard and Friends is the channel. We've got about 100,000. We're inching towards it. I want to get 100,000.
Why are you yelling at me about how poorly I promoted my clients?
Did you subscribe yet, Dan? Yeah.
Did you subscribe?
Let me see.
It's on my television.
It's on your television.
He's got that smart TV.
Why is everyone ganging up on me? This was about 10
Day Tony.
Well,
it's because he insulted Mojo. That's where this all started.
You don't talk
and
that
Chris
way to Mojo.
Gronkowski.
Yeah, and Tony 10 Day.
Yeah.
I mean, Tony does do a lot of hanging around the perimeter. I don't see a lot of cutting in his game.
Right. Tony Gonzalez had a tryout with the Heat. That's what he had, and he savored it, he said.
This Tony has a tight end, too.
Ooh, you can ask Izzy about that one. That's a different show, though.
Wait a minute, what?
Sorry. Wait, what?
What?
I'll do all the talking for you.
Legal counsel.
Izzy and I play football together.
He sure does.
Oh, yeah.
Izzy and I play football together.
I said you had a tight end.
Oh, I thought you said it was.
Yeah.
And then you said Izzy.
But if you call Izzy, I mean, we played football together.
You understand what tight end.
Save and a Butte.
No, not a kick save and a Butte. There's been nothing kick saved. We're still in the same place. Tony says, I have a tight end.
I mean, that's a good team, though.
Why are you still talking, Tony? You're going to be out of the league before you're in the league.
I'm just saying.
You're quickly becoming an off-field concern.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
I don't want you mouthing off to the media.